An international team of scientists, including several Australians, has discovered the first ever neutrinos from outside our galaxy. Neutrinos are subatomic, high-energy particles. Thousands are passing through us all the time, but they almost exclusively come from within our solar system. The scientists discovered 28 separate, extremely high-energy neutrinos at an ice laboratory deep beneath the South Pole. It's thought the neutrinos may have come from a massive black hole at the centre of another galaxy. David Mark reports.
The universe, to get ridiculously simplistic, is a very big place made up of very small things, like neutrinos.
So a neutrino is a fundamental particle.
That's Dr. Benjamin Whelan, a research associate at the University of Adelaide.
They're all around us in nature. You might have heard of other particles like protons or electrons, and neutrinos are just another type of particle. In fact, there's thousands of them passing through your body every second, but we don't notice them.
Neutrinos are produced when atoms collide and then travel unimpeded through space, which is where the Ice Cube Project comes in.
So the Ice Cube Project's a big detector. It's located at the South Pole. It's called Ice Cube because we've managed to instrument 1 cubic kilometre of ice under the research station at the South Pole. Now, the reason we put these detectors in the ice is because they interact so rarely, we need to have a very large volume of matter, in this case ice, in which these neutrinos can interact. And if we just have enough stuff, basically, if we have enough ice for them to interact, eventually we will see these flashes of light that are given off during the interactions.
And that's exactly what's happened. An international team of 250 physicists and engineers, including Dr. Whelan, have discovered 28 neutrinos.
Being able to unveil these 28 events, and you know, this is the start of a new sort of astrophysics in terms of trying to use neutrinos to do astronomy. So it's very exciting.
The 28 neutrinos aren't from our solar system, not even our galaxy.
And now, if we look at the energy of these 28 neutrinos, they tend to be much higher energy than the neutrinos that we see produced in the Earth's atmosphere all the time. This energy spectrum is consistent with the type of spectrum we might expect to see from neutrinos being produced in other galaxies all around us, outside our own Milky Way.
The scientists hope that the discovery of the neutrinos can answer a fundamental question about the universe. Where do cosmic rays come from? Cosmic rays are high-energy particles that are constantly bombarding us, but unlike neutrinos, they're bent by magnetic fields.
Neutrinos travel in straight lines, so if we see a neutrino coming from some particular direction, we look back along that direction and hopefully the source of that neutrino will lie there. So being able to pick out these, you know, few events that we think come from outside our galaxy starts leading us onto the, you know, solving the mystery of where cosmic rays come from.
And what might that source be?
We think other galaxies. We generally believe there's a supermassive black hole at the centre of most galaxies that's millions and millions of times the mass of our sun or even more. So we think there's energetic processes going on around those black holes that could produce cosmic rays.
The work is published today in the journal Science.
David Mark with that report.